Attention, patriots, broadcasting from the free zones. Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from the Free Zones. And if you're listening on the terrestrial stations out of Spokane, we're on 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial. And for everyone else, that's our live streaming audience that are listening live right now. Welcome to all of you, especially those of you outside the wire in occupied territory. Thank you guys for tuning in. And a shout out to our brothers to the north fighting for freedom. Radio Free Alberta, our Canadian patriot, Christian patriots up there. Thanksgiving's coming up. It's in our face so fast. We're just, 6 weeks away from Christmas. It's just, where did this year go? It's been just a wild ride. Lots of stuff going on this year. Lots of just really wonderful things. And so much to be thankful for. So we'll talk about that coming up. But there just is a lot to be thankful for. We are really blessed, despite those on the left and despite those who try to harm good people. There are really so many good and supportive people out there. Thank you guys for your prayers and your support. Thank you for your financial support, those who have stepped up. Oh, and on that note, I don't like PayPal. So many people are stuck on PayPal, and that's what we have for folks to send gifts in, to say, hey, you know, here's $20 or here's $5 a month or whatever, to just to help us out and pay for the airtime and everything. And that's really grateful. But we are looking for some alternatives, and I've found a couple. So we'll be try to get that stuff set up. So right at the first of the year, we can give folks PayPal alternatives. Because of their leftist, the things that they support on the left and have for a while. So anyway, we're working on that. But we've got a lot of stuff to get into. There is this just came out yesterday afternoon. I'm looking forward to more. But Lady Liberty keyed in on this Senate joint resolution, SJR 8200. And I want to just listen. I'll let you listen to the public service announcement that just came out through Liberty State Radio yesterday. And I did not know about this, but it's a piece of legislation where they're essentially giving themselves the authority to I'll let her explain and then I'll add my commentary afterward. This is disturbing. This snuck right in under our noses. Of course, I don't watch everything going on, you know, the Washington State ballot. I try to keep up with everything. But anyway, listen to this. Just the latest public service announcement, PSA 22 from Lady Liberty, just yesterday, Friday.
Hello, Liberty State supporters. This is a public service announcement to describe something alarming to most of us here in Liberty State. In the recent election, Washington State voters passed Senate Joint Resolution Number 8200 that was written by the Office of the Attorney General, which should instantly raise multiple red flags for everyone in Liberty State, since the Attorney General is not allowed to act as a legislator. The text of the resolution starts out as saying, "Be it resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives of the State of Washington in legislative session assembled that, at the next general election to be held in this state, the Secretary of the State shall submit to the qualified voters of the state for their approval and ratification or rejection an amendment to Article 2, Section 42 of the Constitution of the State of Washington to read as follows. Article 2, Section 42, the legislature, in order to ensure continuity of state and local governmental operations in periods of emergency resulting from a catastrophic incident or enemy attack, shall have the power and the duty, immediately upon and after adoption of this amendment, to enact legislation providing for prompt and temporary succession to the powers and duties of public offices of whatever nature and whether filled by election or appointment, the incumbents and legal successors of which may become unavailable for carrying on the powers and duties of such offices, the legislature shall likewise enact such other measures as may be necessary and proper for ensuring the continuity of governmental operations during such emergencies. Legislation enacted under the powers conferred by this amendment shall in all respects conform to the remainder of the Constitution, provided that if, in the judgment of the legislature at the time of the emergency, conformance to the provision of the Constitution would be impracticable or would admit of undue delay, such legislation may depart during the period of emergency caused by a catastrophic incident or enemy attack only from the following sections of the Constitution. It goes on to describe the rest of the articles and sections of the Constitution that it can sidestep in this case. The argument against this measure that was passed, by the way, by the voters, changes the Constitution of our state to allow the legislature to bypass current constitutional and statutory provisions over the state legislature and how it operates. Current provisions allow this exemption in the event of enemy attack. The changes being made with this proposal would allow this exemption in the case of catastrophic incident. However, catastrophic incident could end up being referred to as whatever they choose it to be. This is another valid reason for us to break away from Washington into Liberty State. I will be covering this issue in depth in my next Liberty State Radio, Episode 12. So please look for Episode 12 on libertystate.org or at libertystateradio.podbean.com. This is Lady Liberty, and this has been a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
So again, and man, she does such a great job with the Liberty State radio shows. I've learned a lot by listening to those, and you guys can too. If you're not already familiar, go to libertystateradio.podbean.com, or you can download those or listen to them, and or you can just go to libertystate.org where they're all uploaded there. But excellent. So I pulled this up. I was like, good catch, but a little late, unfortunately, because the voters got duped into voting and approving this, just like they did with the I-1639, the anti-gun law. So it's SJR, Senate Joint Resolution 8200. So I pulled it up. I've got it right here. And this is okay, so let me look at this. The legislature shall likewise enact such other measures as may be necessary and proper for ensuring the continuity of governmental operations during such emergencies. No. So they can pass laws. They're making a constitutional amendment to authorize them to deviate from the Constitution. And legislation can be passed and enacted under the powers conferred by this amendment, shall in all respects conform to the remainder of the Constitution. And then I saw that, and I'm like, oh, okay. So you can appoint vacancies and go outside the Constitution for just getting some of these positions filled so that you can function as a government again. Well, okay, that's almost reasonable, but. And then it wouldn't be unconstitutional because this is actually a constitutional amendment, right? So they're passing a constitutional amendment to authorize the legislation to enact legislation that violates the Constitution. But they're saying, but only these portions here, you know, for appointing positions, like if there's a Cascadia rising, Cascadia subduction zone event, the massive, the big one, the big earthquake, and they lose, you know, half or a third of their legislators. They need, or parts of the executive branch, whatever. So it says here, provided that, oh, so this amendment shall in all respects conform to the remainder of the Constitution. Okay, whew, wiping my forehead there, sweating that one, but it goes on. Provided that if, in the judgment of the legislature at the time of the disaster, the emergency, conformance to the provisions of the Constitution would be impracticable or would admit of undue delay, such legislation may depart during the period of an emergency caused by a catastrophic incident or enemy attack only. So they're adding the words emergency or catastrophic incident. Well, okay, now they're saying, well, yeah, catastrophic incident like a Cascadia subduction zone, that would be catastrophic. And it's true, it would be. But see, it is majority blue, majority Democrat, and majority Marxist in Washington state, which is, like Lady Liberty said, this is another reason for Liberty State. When these guys start tampering with the Constitution to give themselves authorization to pass legislation that's not in compliance with the Constitution, because conformance to the provisions of the Constitution would be impracticable or would admit undue delay. So what is an emergency or what is a catastrophic incident? Well, just this week, this all just popped into my head, and I thought this subconsciously, but it's like all starting to become very clear as I'm processing this. When they want to give themselves extra constitutional powers or powers to pass and act, take actions that are not in compliance with the Constitution, but only if it's a catastrophic event. But what we're seeing here, let me just read this to you first. I've got an article here that I want to share with you, portions of it, in the second segment. So I'm going to lead into this. And it's titled, I Survived Communism, Are You Ready for Your Turn? And this is written by Zuzana Janasova Denbor. And this is, now, let me just read, because I'm getting all excited here. This is a quote. This is what she wrote. It was scientifically proven that communism is the only social economic system providing the masses with justice and equality. 100% of the scientists agree on this. Now, this is her, what she was taught growing up. The topic is not up for debate, so proclaimed my professor during one of his lectures on the subject, scientific communism, while the country of Czechoslovakia was still under communist control. I was reminded of his blustery pronouncement the first time I encountered the spurious claim that a consensus of 97% of scientists agree global warming is man-made. Most people don't question scientific statements because they think they are facts. They do not understand that scientific statements must always be challenged because science is not about consensus. Ideology is. She nails it. This is beautiful. So, she also writes, in March of 2007, the website WorldNet Daily published an article entitled Environmentalism is New Communism. In it, the former Czech president, Václav Klaus, stated, it becomes evident that while discussing climate, we are not witnessing a clash of views about the environment, but a clash of views about human freedom. He goes on to describe environmentalism as the biggest threat to freedom, democracy, the market economy, and prosperity. And he's absolutely right. So those of us that go against the science, one day, this is another reason for President Trump. I don't know if you guys remember back in 2016, under the previous president who shall not be named, His attorney general, Loretta Lynch. There's an article here, and there was a big discussion. There was several journalists covered this. This particular one was from the Daily Signal, and this was in March of 2016. And the headline is, Attorney General Lynch looks into prosecuting climate change deniers. So anybody who challenged under the Soviet system, if you challenged the scientific facts of communism being the superior political economic system, you were an enemy of the state. When are we going to become enemies of the state? And when is this going to become an emergency, a catastrophe that we face? That's already the messaging that's coming. But let me just throw in this portion from the Daily Signal article back from 2016. Lynch was responding to a question from Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat out of Rhode Island, who urged Lynch to prosecute those who, quote, pretend that the science of carbon emissions dangers is unsettled. In other words, climate change isn't proven. It's still up for debate, right? Now, the argument is, or the question is, should we begin prosecuting these, what they call climate deniers, particularly those in the fossil fuel industry who supposedly have constructed a quote-unquote climate denial apparatus? Last week, this messaging is full steam ahead. Remember last week, I reported a situation report from a listener in North Carolina who posted this Greta Thunberg, the UN shill, 16-year-old climate change disciple of the climate cult, Greta Thunberg, speaking at a strike rally in downtown Charlotte, North Carolina, at a left-wing green rally. Right-wing counter-protesters expected violence possible, will communicate further if necessary. So that's what we got. So now we have the messaging coming from the UN already declaring climate emergencies and catastrophic global warming. And now in Washington State, they want to add to the words invasion or an enemy attack on the United States and the state. They want to be able to act to be able to make decisions and pass legislation that could be in violation of the Constitution or not in compliance with the Constitution in extreme matters like an invasion. Well, they want to add a catastrophic event to the wording now. Right now, at this time, when the United Nations is changing the language now, declaring climate emergencies and catastrophic global warming. This is all being driven from the UN by globalists. That's the communism of today. That's the messaging campaign. Globalism is the new communism. The global citizen is the new comrade. Mother Gaia is the new Stalin. Mother Earth is the new fatherland. The United Nations is the new Kremlin. The messaging of the cult for all global citizens to unite against global climate change is the new perestroika. President Trump called it when he met with the most prominent Christian leaders in America last year, and he said, they're coming for you, they're coming for your religion, and you're one election away from losing everything you've got. And he said, and they're going to be violent. What's scary is after Trump, they're not only going to be violent, they're going to weaponize our own government against our people, because those type of people, the Loretta Lynch type people, are still out there waiting for Trump to be gone. So this segment was brought to you by Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com, for your custom Kydex holsters made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Check them out at Werks.com. We'll be right back.
The communist goal was to kill the concept of freedom. and to indoctrinate a new generation with atheism and hatred of the free world. Children were a prime target.
We need to focus every inch of our being on climate change. Because if we fail to do so, then all our achievements and progress have been for nothing.
Parroting words supplied by the Kremlin.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you!
There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Sometimes God puts you somewhere for a special reason. For me, I believe it's to help like-minded patriots find safety and security for their loved ones. At Revolutionary Realty, we educate buyers about solar power, growing food, obtaining water, and personal security. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's great redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
Welcome back to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. Segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Six fully furnished suites, Patriot-owned business. Go check them out for your weekend getaway, riverfrontsuites.com. Now, I wanted to go back to this letter, and this was somebody sent this to me. And this is a gold mine. I don't have time to share all of it with you. But it's titled "An Important Warning for Canada." But it applies to anybody in the West, especially North America. And I'm talking the United States and Canada. The article, and this is posted over at SpencerFernando.com. I'd never heard of it, but this is where the guy posts it. And he writes this: the article below was written by Zuzana Genosova Denbor, who experienced communist rule in Czechoslovakia before coming to Canada. She said, having recognized all too familiar signs of the same propaganda in my adopted country of Canada, I felt obligated to write the article below. I survived communism. Are you ready for your turn? Because I do not want my adopted country to suffer the same fate as the country from which I emigrated, Czechoslovakia. Her warning is something all Canadians need to see, and I would add, all Americans, anyone who loves freedom. And then he writes, that's why I'm sharing her article in full on SpencerFernando.com, and I encourage you to share it. So, well, we are going to take you up on that, and I am encouraged to be able to share this. And I already shared with you in segment one, it was scientifically proven that communism is the only social economic system providing the masses with justice and equality. 100% of the scientists agree on this. Topic is not up for debate, so proclaimed my professor when she was going to school in Czechoslovakia. Now we have almost 100%, a consensus of 97% of scientists agree global warming is man-made. Climate change is our enemy. So I want to share this with you and as much as I can with the time that we have. So Klaus, where we left off, He said the biggest threat to freedom, democracy, the market economy, and prosperity is environmentalism, or of course now we call climate change. But it is environmentalism because it's about wildlife corridors and taking over people's property because a duck landed on a mud puddle and so now it's a wetland, and this type of insanity that's taking place across the Western world and the United States, Canada, and elsewhere. Well, she writes, Klaus understands communist propaganda very well. He should. Most of us who lived and suffered, that's important to add that there. Most of us who lived and suffered under communism can instantly recognize any signs of communist ideology, no matter how slight or subtle. Since I received my own vaccination of communist propaganda during the first 27 years of my life, I too am immune to the disease. If someone is trying to save me against my will, I'm instantly wary and ready to fight back. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. So try to imagine how I feel now as a Canadian when I see the same tactics and hear the same phrases I saw and heard for years under communism, only this time in English. If you think I'm paranoid or that communism in North America is far-fetched, then good luck to you. I hope you enjoy what's coming your way. You North Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we'll keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you will finally wake up and find that you already have communism. We won't have to fight you. We'll so weaken your economy until you fall like overripe fruit into our hands. And that was a statement by Nikita Khrushchev in 1960. Here's the problem. We have two Americas now, because half of America, almost half, is not duped into communism disguised as something else. They actually want communism and they hate what America stood for. And they keep trying to rewrite our history and tell us that's not what America is or that's not what America was. But what they really mean is, I hate what America was, and I want it to be something different. That's the honest truth. But anyway, more tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com. God bless you guys. You have a great rest of the weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt. And if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. God bless.